All right, welcome back to the show. Kirpovac was here. I'm Jesse. Final week of the season, next to last home game of the year. The penultimate home game of the 2014 season, Padres and the Rockies tonight. Robbie Erlin and Jorge De La Rosa, a couple of left-handers going tonight. All right, we got a very special guest on set, and Corey Brock's going to join us coming up in a few minutes as well. Dave Marcus is here, and you go, I know that name, and it's because Ted Leitner, Bob Scanlon, Mighty 1090, they say it all the time. Dave is the producer and is wrapping up his 21st season in that role on the Padres radio network. So that would make your first year what year?
1994.
Wonderful year for baseball.
I was 12.
You were 12 years old, right, and you started as the producer for the Padres that year. You've seen a lot in that time. Am I going out on a limb to assume that your favorite season was 1998?
That was definitely up there. Yeah, 96, especially the way it finished. The last three games in L.A. were unbelievable. And, then, of course, the whole 98 experience that, I mean, just the way the city was, the beat around the ball club, the, you know, the watching Jerry Coleman, the Yankee Stadium in a World Series was also a lot of fun. So, yeah, that definitely was a highlight. I'm amazed it was 16 years ago, though, that it's taken – we haven't been back yet, but there's always hope.
Yes, there is. That's how we do this.
Hey, time flies when you're having fun.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Oh, it's always fun. Win or lose, we have a great time in the booth. I mean, it's we get to watch baseball every day. And so it, whether winning or losing, we have a great time up there.
Well, I'll jump in. I realized I just sort of said, hey, you're the producer, and I kind of left it at that. But for somebody that's never been in a radio booth for a major league team, maybe give us all the rundown of, you know, what it actually means when I say you're the producer.
Kind of a two-pronged job, producer slash engineer. The engineering part is where I set all the microphones up and the headsets and, you know, make sure all the feeds are going where they're supposed to and establish communication back to the radio station and mix the broadcast, mix the audio, make sure everything sounds good. So you turn the game on the radio, it sounds like a baseball game. And then the producing part is kind of managing the broadcast, make sure the commercials are played, tell the announcers like yourself when we're back, you know, count backwards from 10. It's a very major requirement for me to producer. Keep track of out-of-town scores, other baseball news, another set of eyes in the booth to kind of help out the broadcasters and Bob and Ted and yourself in any way we can.
He is a hugely integral part of the operation. And I know Ted and Bob and any of them would tell you that, and I'm sure Jerry would have told you that as well. Hugely important to have Dave back there, seriously.
They make them who they are.
Yes.
He makes them who they are. Yeah,
Leitner is just a frightened little boy without. No, I'm kidding. You know, Ted would be fine, but no, I mean, you know, Dave is hugely helpful. So I do want to say that, and so thank you for everything. You know, my first year here, outstanding resource, Dave Marcus, outstanding resource.
So you've got 21 years under your belt. You've got that's many meals on the road.
Yes,
many strange pillows, and waking up in the morning with bad backs because the beds were hard or soft or whatever. The experience for you traveling with a major league team, I mean, is that something that you always wanted to do?
Well, it's funny. Like most kids growing up, you want to be the next Jerry Coleman or Ted Leitner or Vin Scully, as I was growing up in L.A., and then you kind of realize, and each broadcast, Vin Scully would say, I want to thank our producer, Bob Wall, in the case of the Dodgers. So I'm like, as a kid, wait, there's some other guy in the booth? I barely announcers. Who's this guy? What does he do? And as I went through college and started producing minor league hockey games and San Diego State basketball and football, I realized there's another guy in the booth with the announcers, gets to do all the same things, you know, travel around, see the country, in addition to the announcers. So when I applied for the Padre job when I was 25 years old, didn't think I was going to get it at the time, kind of lucked out, walked in the radio station time we were on, handed a resume, it's before email. So I had walks leading up to the station. They said, the program director's here right now, interview right now. I said, really? So I got an interview, did well, apparently, and then a few interviews got the job. And so, like, I remember being in my apartment getting a phone call, like, in February of 94, saying, you got the job, pack your bags, you're going to Peoria, Arizona for a month of spring training. I couldn't believe I was going to be able to watch Major League Baseball every day, travel the team, and see all the great events I've seen, all the people I've got to meet, players, managers, broadcasters, see the ballparks. Yeah, it's really been a dream come true. It's amazing it's gone by so fast, 21 years. But, yeah, I was very lucky to get this job. And, I've, like I said, as you know, traveling is part of the is half the job, you know, because it's can be a usually a fun experience. A couple of times you have some rough times, but those stories you look back, you can laugh about later on.
What's the worst travel story in 21 years?
So I think one of the worst is actually in 1994, the year of the strike. When the strike date hit in mid-August, we were in Houston playing the Astros, and so the series was over. Strike was going on, so we had to fly back to San Diego. So we get on the plane at airport in Houston. We have a flat tire. Well, I learned you just can't change a flat tire in like 5 minutes like you can at a gas station.
Right.
So they had to drive a tire over from the other airport in Houston through rush hour traffic to the other airport in Houston.
And, oh, by the way, we're on strike now.
Yeah, everybody's a little bit upset as it is. It's, you know, our season's over probably. We still have like 7 hours. Some guy in the dark had to change the tire. We finally get back to San Diego, you know, 7 hours later. And that was one of the – and, you know, I know you know Doc Mattei was a traveling secretary for the pilot, I think, during your time as well. And Doc could sleep through anything. So this is Doc's last year traveling secretary, as it turned out. And so we're on the plane. As we're waiting to have to change the tire, the Doc fell asleep. So let's go wake Doc up. Tell him we're in San Diego. He'll never know the difference. So we went up to Doc and said, Doc, we're here. And he got up and he looked around and said, wait a minute, we're not in San Diego. You know, it's like, oh, Doc yeah. talked even tonight. We're not in San Diego. We're still in Houston. Ah, you know. But it was that was one of the worst.
Yeah, it doesn't
strikes,
sound like
7 hour
a fun
delay.
Day. Yeah.
There's some others along the way, too. The getting lost in Montreal. Pick up a kid and got us to the hotel was another funny one.
Yeah.
One, we went to Coronado 1 year, fly out of Coronado because of the curfew. We get to the airport and the emergency slide had come out already. Like, that's not probably a good thing.
No, it doesn't inspire a ton of confidence.
Yeah, this was actually a family trip. So you had, like, all the players, about 30 kids. It's like 1 o'clock in the morning. Had to fly a new plane in from Phoenix, replace this plane. Wally Joyner called Domino's, ordered like 20 pizzas for everybody. We ate the pizzas, ate all the food on the plane, got on the plane, flew to Chicago, landed already daylight in Chicago through rush hour traffic, night game at Wrigley Field, played I think 14 innings that night and lost on a walk-off home run. And by the time we got to sleep, we all been up like maybe 24 hours between all the
flights. That's baseball, man. That's it. That's a day in the life for everybody. As we're all talking about this, by the way, if you haven't seen it yet, the Washington Post, really good story today about sort of the traveling secretary and the equipment guys for the Nationals. They just sort of followed him for a few days. And it's part of the universe that Dave's talking about right now. I think it's fascinating if you're a baseball fan to kind of get that inside, you know, peek or look behind the curtain, whatever you want to say about, you know, how all of these things happen. You know, when you're playing, you know, a game here that ends at 10 o'clock at night and you got to play another game in another city tomorrow at 7 o'clock at night, it is an incredibly complex thing that goes down. And, you know, I think, you know, most fans, you don't even think about it, right? You're like, oh, yeah, the game's on at 7, and you flip it on TV or you pop it on the radio, and that's all you know. But it really, you're hearing some of it from Dave here in the Washington Post story today, I think is worth checking out. Dave, be remiss if we didn't ask you for a good Jerry story. Obviously, you know, first year without Jerry up in the booth in a long, long time. I know that's been tough for you and for Ted and for Scan and for all the fans that listen. But maybe one of your fondest Jerry memories from when you got the opportunity to work with him.
Well, my first game of my career was opening day in 94 against the Braves at Qualcomm. And one of the jobs of the producer was to hang the star. When Jerry said, oh, Doc, hang the star. That one was actually physically stand up, and I would wave the star out of the booth. So my first game ever, it's opening day. It was a great play. There's old doctor hanging for that when I stand up, and I kind of toss it out and kind of waves it back and forth. And on the air, Jerry said, no, Marcus, that's not how you do it. We're going to work on that tomorrow. I thought, oh, just joking around, right, just having a little fun, you know, on the air. He wasn't joking around. Next day, you know, I'm there like at 3 o'clock before the game, 7 o'clock games, a few people in the stands clean up. And there's Jerry and I. Jerry's throwing the star out the booth, showing her how you throw it out this way, you wave it back and forth, you know. I can only imagine the people in the stand looking up,
right.
What is going
What's
on?
Happening,
Why
yeah.
is Jerry Coleman up there, you know, waving the star back and forth over and over and over again? So he was very serious about the star, so he taught me how to do it that day. And ever since then, I realized how important the star was, what a great responsibility was. An honor to be the one actually got to physically, you know, wave it back and forth.
I love it. Star waving lessons.
You talk about Doc Mattei being a guy that can sleep through anything. What about Coleman?
Oh, yeah. Anything he could. Jerry could have slept. I mean, as soon as he hit
fall asleep in an instant.
Yeah. Yes. I mean,
it's a great skill to have. I wish.
Yeah, I was always so jealous. He'd get on the plane or the bus, he'd be right out, you know. And I mean,
gone.
Sometimes in the booth before the game, he would take a nap all the time, you know, kind of memorize his notes while he was sleeping. He had a great time
memorizing his notes
yes.
while sleeping. I see
yes.
what you did there. That's very
yes.
good. Awesome. Hey, Dave Marcus wrapping up his 21st season as the producer engineer on the Padres radio broadcast. Thanks for stopping by, man. It's been awesome hanging out with you this year. And I hope everybody enjoyed those stories. That last one's that's pretty outstanding. The star waving lessons. I like
I guess
that.
Swing and Fryer canceled it. That's how I got on the show following the second to last day of the season. That's how
you know what? You're here. As your hometown pet retailer, Petco is proud to celebrate 10 years with the Padres and with Petco Park. Thank you, San Diego, for sharing in our passion for pets and baseball. Petco, the power of together. No, I know. I think I said to Dave, like, in March, like in Peoria, I'm like, hey, you got to come on the show. And so, need it, you know, game 80. Game 80 at home.
We waited.
We finally, you know what? You got to finish strong, and we finished strong. That's Dave Marcus. Appreciate it, Dave. We'll take a break, come back. Corey Brock going to join us in just a few moments. MLB.com, talk a little bit about the Padres, the Rockies, and everything else right here, Padres Social Hour.